It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil, whether you're listening on a radio station or a podcast or following us on Facebook. I so appreciate you tuning into the program today and walking with me through this week's honest and powerful series I've been doing called The Waiting Room of God. We've talked about why God makes us wait. We've sat through the silence and we've learned to wait without withering. And yesterday we unpacked the purpose of the divine delay. And today we're going to close out the week with the vital truth that you need in your spirit if you're going to make it through the waiting room of God, the long haul. The title is What Happens When You Don't Give Up. If you've ever been tempted to quit, and not just on a task, but on your calling from God, not just on a goal, but on your God-ordained purpose and assignment that God put on your life, this message is for you today. Because the enemy doesn't have to destroy you to defeat you. He just has to convince you to stop too soon. But Scripture promises something really astounding, that if you don't give up, you will reap. And today we're going to talk about exactly what happens on the other side of endurance. Let me start with a true and lesser known story. In 1947, there were a group of Bedouin shepherd boys that were throwing rocks into a cave near Qumran. I've been there many times, just off the Dead Sea. And one of the boys heard something shatter. Curious, they climbed up and they climbed into the cave, and deep inside they found a large clay jar, several jars, with rolled up scrolls wrapped in linen. And what they didn't realize was they had stumbled upon the Dead Sea Scrolls, one of the most important archaeological discoveries in history. The scrolls contained ancient portions of Scripture dating back over 2,000 years. But here's the part that moves me. Those jars had been sitting untouched in that cave through wars, invasions, earthquakes, and centuries of silence. Yet they preserved the Word of God because they were sealed and hidden for the right moment to be revealed. If anyone had opened them early, discarded them out of boredom, or walked away from the search, that treasure would have been lost. Friend, I believe many of us are standing just feet away from what God has preserved for the proper time. But what happens if you don't give up? You find what was hidden for you. You uncover promises that were always yours, but only revealed through endurance. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, it's a powerful verse I've shared many times in a sermon. It says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Now that "if" is everything. Let me say it plainly. There are blessings that only belong to those who outlast the attack. Not because God is cruel, but because endurance creates capacity. And when you don't give up, you outlast depression that tried to defeat you. You outlast betrayal that tried to break you. You outlast delay that tried to discourage you. And you outlast the devil's temptation that tried to derail you. See, some victories don't look like shouting. They look like standing still. You're still there, still believing, still trusting, still worshiping. That's not weakness. That's warrior endurance. And let me remind you, Satan doesn't fight what he's not afraid of. The fact that the pressure increased on you is proof that your harvest is closer. So stand your ground. You're not being buried. You're being planted for a future resurrection. Now, my second point today is you receive strength that others can't see. In Isaiah 40, 31, it says, "But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Probably one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. That word renew, in Hebrew, it means to exchange. God doesn't just recharge your batteries. He swaps out your weakness for His strength. When you endure past the breaking point, you tap into supernatural oil. Oil that others can't explain. Even joy that seems irrational to others. Peace that's unshakable. And a boldness that came from the pressure of the fire you just walked through. Those who don't give up receive strength unknown to the casual believer. They don't have a clue. You start walking with an authority that you didn't have before, not because you never struggled, but because you stayed when everything told you to run. See, David didn't become king the day he was anointed. He became king the day he didn't quit in the cave. Paul didn't change the world because he avoided beatings. He changed it because he kept preaching in spite of them. You may not feel strong right now, but if you stay planted, your strength is on its way. Thirdly, you're entrusted with a testimony that changes others. See, the test that you're going through today, it will produce a testimony. People don't need perfect stories. They just need true ones. And the most powerful testimony is the one that says, "I wanted to quit, but I didn't. I felt like walking away, but I stayed. I didn't feel strong, but God kept me. I didn't give up on my marriage. I didn't give up on my kids. I didn't give up on God." See, when you refuse to give up, your story becomes someone else's survival guide. Your scars become a roadmap for others to see their way back to God. Revelation 12 and verse 11, I love this verse. It says, "They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Not the word of their perfection. Not the word of their polished theology. But the word of their witness. See, the enemy wants you silent because he knows that your endurance is dangerous to his kingdom. If you don't give up, others will find hope through you and what you've been through. And sometimes that's the whole point. God is raising up deliverers and not just survivors. Now, let me give you my fourth point today. You enter into the proper time appointed by God when you don't quit. Galatians 6:9 doesn't say soon, it says at the proper time you'll receive a harvest. It's not your time. It's not their time. It's God's kairos moment. And when the seed meets the soil, the sun, the season, suddenly the harvest breaks through. And it always comes for those who don't give up. There's a harvest coming, my friend, and it's been scheduled by heaven. It has a season, it has an appointed time, and God will cause it to flourish. It's put on His calendar. He has it on His date book. You may not see the breakthrough yet, but heaven, it sees the finish line. So you stay the course. You keep forgiving, even though it's hard, even though it's painful. Pastor, you keep preaching, even when it seems like no one's listening or no one's responding. You keep on keeping on. You keep raising that child who seems like they're rejecting everything you've taught them, but you stand in faith that God is going to complete in them what seeds have been planted inside of them. You train up a child in the way he should go, and then when he's old, he won't depart from it. You keep showing up, even though you feel like quitting. You keep sowing, even during a time of drought. See, friend, the proper time is coming. Don't walk away just 5 minutes before the rain, because God has a plan, and He has a perfect time We've been talking about it all week. The waiting room of God. When it seems like you're in a dry and a barren place, God will come through and He has an appointed time. Let's take a quiet moment today and ask ourselves, where have I been tempted to quit too soon? Is it a relationship that I just feel like throwing in the towel because it doesn't seem like anything is happening? Is it a ministry that you're tired because the crowd is small? I remember a time in my church when I looked out and the crowd was so small. I had sang to thousands of people, and there I was, humbled by such a small crowd. And yet God was doing a work inside of me, and He said, don't quit. Is it a calling on your life that you're wanting to trade in? Or is it a promise God made you, and it seems like it's never going to come to pass? What lies has the enemy whispered in your weakest moments? Am I believing discouragement more than destiny? Can you imagine how many times David must have felt like quitting? He was anointed by the prophet Samuel, but years would go by between the oil and the crown because God had him in His waiting room, preparing David to be Israel's greatest king. Then ask yourself today, who's depending on me, not giving up? There are people that are watching your life today to just see what you're going to do. They may know what you're going through, and they just want to see if all this talk is really real about the God that you're serving. What legacy hangs in the balance of not giving up? And ask yourself this, what will the harvest look like if I just hold on? Can I visualize what God has spoken over my life? See, today's challenge is simple, but it's really weighty. Don't quit, not today, not this week, not this year. You've come too far, my friend. You've prayed too long. You've endured through too much to throw in the towel now. I've come too far to look back. What happens if you just don't give up? You reap a harvest. You receive the promise that God gave to you, and by being faithful, by standing when you felt like running, you reap, you receive, and you rise. And you know what? Others will follow the trail that your perseverance left behind. You're not weak. You're waiting in the fire. You're not forgotten. You're faithful in formation. You're not at the end. You're standing at the edge of a harvest. God's getting ready to do something powerful in your life. Let me pray for you today, my friend. Father, I pray for strength for every weary listener today, for one who was tempted to walk away. Hold them up, God. For the one who's barely holding on, renew their strength like the eagle. For the one who's stayed silent in their suffering, give them a roar of victory today. Let them see the power of what happens when we don't give up. And let the harvest come. And God, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, friend, go by the website at weneedgod.com. I would love to hear from you. My email address is real simple. It's my name, Keith Manley, at me.com. I'd love to hear from you today. Let me know where you're listening to the program on Walking Grace. God bless
you. If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.